USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is participating in a bilateral meeting with the Italian president at the White House. The president discusses the prospects of a China trade deal.
They want to buy. They want to make a deal. They really have to make a deal. Their economy's been hurt very badly by what we've done and by the tariffs that we've charged. We've taken in tremendous amounts of tariffs. A small portion of them we've given to the farmers, which is more than made up for what they've lost.
Chicago teachers are on the brink of a strike that could begin as early as Thursday after city officials and the union chatted but failed to come up with a deal. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot speaking to reporters.
The union is still demanding to shorten instructional time by 30 minutes in the morning. We won't do that. We will not cheat our children out of instructional time.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The UAW announced on Wednesday they've reached a tentative agreement to end their strike against General Motors. GM workers in Ypsilanti, Michigan, were pleased with the news.
Well, I'm glad if they got a tentative agreement. The leadership of the UAW wouldn't have accepted a bad agreement, so we should have a good agreement. That sounds great to me.
The strike cost GM over $1 billion. The AMC movie theater chain is launching a streaming service to compete with Netflix. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
AMC Theaters has a new streaming service. The nation's leading movie theater is now going to offer the streaming service for members of its loyalty program. Now, members of the AMC Stubs program can access about 2,000 films from every major studio to rent or buy and watch at home. The company says it hopes to add films from AMC networks by the end of this year. There are about 20 million AMC Stubs members at last check.
This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
As I continue to take a look at things that can be done to help fix our broken healthcare system, one of the things that I haven't discussed yet is what can be done to fix our prescription drug costs. I think both sides of the aisle will agree that prescription drug costs are out of control. Now, some online prescription services are beginning to pop up out there, such as Hey Doctor and GoodRx. Well, I had a chance to catch up with Dr. Marty McCary. He's author of a book titled The Price We Pay, What Broke American Healthcare and How to Fix It. And one of the things he discusses and he gives a few tips as far as how to help get your prescription costs down is to go to one of these online prescription service centers such as GoodRx.
I tell people to use the app GoodRx and the website GoodRx.com because you can actually see that the price that is set with your pharmacy plan or your what we call pharmacy benefit manager may not be the best price. As a matter of fact, I explain in the book how there's this kickback that goes on where these middlemen create a pay-to-play fee. I call it a kickback. They call it a rebate. Okay, trust me, this is not a rebate like on cornflakes. This is a money game where there's money being paid from pharma to the middlemen to give them good placement, and then they get offered to employees. Meanwhile, the employer is getting billed for drugs they can't even understand, and there's so many bait-and-switch games with the different names of drugs, the different doses and frequencies.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.